Hey everyone, Dylan Brooks here, and welcome back to How to Be Stoic, Lessons in Strength, Wisdom and Courage. You know, life can be a whirlwind, right? One minute you're on top of the world, the next you're dodging potholes on a bumpy road. We get caught up in chasing goals, worrying about what ifs, and comparing ourselves to everyone else. But what if I told you there was a simple, powerful tool that could change your perspective, boost your happiness, and make even those tough moments more bearable? That's right, folks. We're talking about gratitude. This isn't some cheesy self-help mumbo-jumbo, though it does sound pretty nice, doesn't it? Stoicism, at its core, is about finding strength and peace within yourself, no matter what life throws you away. And guess what? Gratitude plays a massive role in that. It's like having an internal superpower that helps you weather the storms and appreciate the sunshine. So, let's dive into 5 key takeaways about cultivating gratitude for a happier life, shall we? First up, gratitude is a conscious choice. You can't just expect it to magically appear out of thin air. It takes effort, intentionality, and a little bit of mental gymnastics. Ever felt like you were drowning in negativity, consumed by your own worries? Yeah, me too. But when I consciously choose to focus on the good things, even small ones like a warm cup of coffee or a beautiful sunset, it shifts my entire outlook. It's like flipping a switch from doom and gloom to hey, not so bad after all. Second, gratitude isn't about ignoring the bad stuff. Life is messy, there are challenges and setbacks, that's a part of being human. Gratitude doesn't mean pretending everything's perfect, it means acknowledging the good alongside the bad, finding the silver linings even in tough situations. You know those moments when you think, this is just my luck? Well, maybe instead of dwelling on the bad luck, try reframing it as a learning opportunity or a chance to build resilience. Third, gratitude isn't about comparing yourself to others. Social media can be a real downer for that, right? We get caught up in the highlight reels of other people's lives and start feeling inadequate about our own. But remember, everyone has their own journey, their own struggles and triumphs. Focus on your own path, celebrate your own wins, big or small, and be grateful for what you have, not what others seem to have. Fourth, gratitude can be a powerful practice. Think of it like a muscle that gets stronger with exercise. You can start by keeping a gratitude journal, jot down 3 things you're grateful for each day, no matter how small they seem. Or try expressing your gratitude to others, a simple thank you goes a long way. Finally, gratitude is contagious. When you radiate positivity and express appreciation, it creates a ripple effect. It inspires those around you to do the same, fostering a more supportive and compassionate world. Remember that. Be kind, be grateful, and watch the magic unfold. Now, let's bring this all together with a real-world example. Imagine this. You're stuck in traffic on your way to an important meeting. You're late, you're stressed, and you're tempted to just scream into your steering wheel. But instead, take a deep breath and try this. Look around at the world outside your car window. Maybe it's a beautiful blue sky, some vibrant flowers blooming along the roadside, or even just a friendly dog wagging its tail as you drive by. The seemingly small details can shift your perspective from frustration to appreciation. You might still be late, but you're no longer a prisoner of your stress. So there you have it, 5 key takeaways on cultivating gratitude for a happier life. Remember, it's a journey, not a destination. Start small, be consistent, and watch the power of gratitude transform your outlook and your world. Want to take this even further? Share this episode with a friend who could use a little extra happiness in their life. Leave a review on your favorite podcast platform, it helps others discover this show. And most importantly, keep practicing those grateful vibes. Until next time, stay strong, stay wise, and stay courageous. I'll catch you in the next episode.
This podcast is powered by AI to bring you daily affirmations and positive vibes. If you're enjoying it, please rate and review to support the show.